Nagarjuna's student, Aryadeva, similarly says that understanding dependent arising is crucial for overcoming ignorance. All afflictive emotions are overcome through overcoming ignorance. When dependent arising is seen, ignorance does not arise. Dependent arising refers to the fact that all impermanent phenomena, whether physical, mental, or otherwise, come into existence dependent upon certain causes and conditions. Whatever arises dependent upon certain causes and conditions is not operating exclusively under its own power. Meditative reflection. 1. Bring to mind an impermanent phenomenon, such as a house. 2. Consider its coming into being in dependence upon specific causes, such as lumber, carpenters, and so forth. 3. See if this dependence conflicts with the house's appearing as if it exists in its own right. Dependent arising and realism. The theory of dependent arising can be applied everywhere. One benefit of applying this theory is that viewing a situation this way gives you a more holistic picture, since whatever the situation is, good or bad, it depends on causes and conditions. An event is not under its own power, but depends on many present causes and conditions, as well as many past causes and conditions. Otherwise, it could not come into being. When you think from this viewpoint, you can see much more of the whole picture. And from this wider perspective, you can see the reality of the situation, its interdependence. With the help of this relational outlook, the action that you take will be realistic. In international politics, for example, without such an outlook, a leader might see a problem as created by a single person, who then becomes an easy target. But that is not realistic. The problem is much wider. Violence produces a chain reaction. Without a broader perspective, even if the motivation is sincere, any attempt to handle the situation becomes unrealistic. The actions taken will not be well-founded because of the lack of a holistic picture of understanding the web of causes and conditions involved.